of close battle. Taking advantage of the tree beside the wall, he looked up into its spreading branches. The guards turned back to their dull routine of circling the grounds. As they turned the corner of the house, their uninvited guest was well up into the branches, groping for the white-painted railing of the balcony. The rest was child's play. By the time of half-light, he was inside the bungalow and in McAdam's bedroom. Pulling the mosquito netting aside, he laid the point of the Spanish main gauche to the throat of the sleeping Scotsman. On his face, a half-smile wrinkled the scar running from his eye to the corner of his mouth. "Wake up, McAdams. You sent for me, remember?" McAdams stirred, then his eyes jerked open. His first efforts to rise from his bed were quickly terminated by the point of the narrow-bladed dagger pressing against the tender flesh covering his carotid artery. He sunk back deep into his bed. Body rigid, he forced his eyes to focus on the dark figure above him. The face, smiling at him in the thin light, brought a cold feeling deep inside his bowels, and not because it was necessarily evil. No, it was a face of a man in the prime of life, somewhere in his 30s. If it hadn't been for the scar, he probably would have been a